The Republican Save Washington budget was balanced, funded services, and avoided harmful tax hikes, but Senate Democrats refused to consider it. Senate Republican Budget Leader Chris Gildon says he's shocked that Democrats would rather impose massive tax increases on struggling Washingtonians when a better option was available.
A budget that is balanced, that includes no cuts to individuals who need services, and it also does not include any of the harmful taxes that are going to be levied on people all across our state.
Democrats pushed forward a budget that includes a $21 billion tax hike, higher college tuition, and increased fees for state parks, fishing, and hunting. Republican Senator Nikki Torres says rural communities are being left behind.
It seems that this budget has forgotten that there's communities on the other side of the mountain, and that we also have needs on the other side of the mountain. And I feel like my communities will be forgotten.
Now, Senate Democrat budget writers must negotiate with their counterparts in the House to finalize a state spending plan, which must be approved by both chambers and signed by the governor. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.